All right, everyone, we can get started. Yes, she pressed play. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to call to order this meeting of the Sunrise Manor Town Advisory Board, June 10th, 2021. If everyone can stand and recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, present today on my far right, we have Mr. Earl Barbeau. To my immediate right, our vice chairperson, Reseda Castro. I'm your chairperson, Alexandria Malone. To my left, we have our secretary, Jaliva. Our county liaison, Beatrice Martinez. And who?
Greg Zerbin, Clark County,
Greg, thank you. All right. Now we're going to move to a period of public comment. This is a period for any comments by the general public for items on the agenda if you are unable to stay for that item. Are there any comments? Seeing none, we'll move on to the approval for the minutes of last meeting, May 27th, 2021. Any comments or?
Can I have a motion to approve?
We have a motion to approve the minutes. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. Motion approved to approve the minutes for May 27th. Moving on to approval for the agenda for today, June 10th, 2021, and to hold, combine, or delete any items. Are there any comments or questions?
Motion to move as, what is it, as written?
All right, we have a motion to approve the agenda as presented. All those in favor? Aye. All right. All right, moving on to informational items. Anything? All right, we'll go on to the planning and zoning. All right, for action, July 6, 2021, Planning Commission, application DR210237, Carbonda Sanjeev Living Trust and Carbonda Sanjeev Trust, I believe. Design review for a proposed drive-through in conjunction with a restaurant on 4.2 acres in a C2 general commercial zone, generally located on the east side of Nellis Boulevard and the south side of Desert Inn Road within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present? Okay, if you could step forward. Yeah, we have a...
Great.
All right. Name and address for the record, if you can make it up. Face yourself.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. No problem. All right. Great. Perfect. Can I have your name and address for the record, please?
Yes, Sergio Comparan. Pedestrian sign. Address is 2525 West Horizon Ridge Parkway, Suite 230, Henderson, Nevada, 89052. I'm here on behalf of our client who is proposing the construction of a small drive-thru restaurant.
Would you mind speaking up just a little bit?
Sure.
Thank you.
Sorry. So I'm here on behalf of our client who is proposing a 366 square foot drive-thru restaurant, drive-thru only, no indoor dining or outdoor dining of any kind. This is being proposed on the corner of Desert Inn and Nellis. I believe...
Is that across from the auto zone?
Oh, ma'am, I'm so sorry. We'll have a period for questions. No problem.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
I wanted to make one clarification, actually, on the staff report. And I just noticed that today when I printed it, there is a note on the analysis where they're stating that staff recommends denial due to the fact that we are reducing the parking. I went back and checked all the calculations, and I noticed that in fact we're not reducing it. Actually, per the existing parking calculations, the required parking is 231 spaces. And we have 231 spaces. wanted to make that clarification, and I'm not sure, again, if I, if I'm missing anything or if anything is wrong that I'm looking at. But other than that, I'm really here just to answer any questions you guys could have.
Great. We'll move to any questions and comments from the public.
I'm just wondering where it sounds like it's next to Maria's market in that center.
It is in the
There's
same center.
There's a laundromat, a beauty supply, pizza place. So I was just wondering the traffic on Desert Inn. There's a school right there. Also, and during the school time and drive through, depending on how popular it is, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be busier when school starts in the fall. And then there's Jack in the Box. There's two gas stations. There's a Family Dollar. All of that generates. What kind of restaurant is it going to be?
Burger restaurant.
I think that the school should be, the school traffic should be taken into consideration as well, because I think it's 15 miles per hour going through there during the school hours.
Okay. All right, thank you. Are there any other questions or comments? Right, seeing none, we'll move on to questions and comments from the board.
Can you point to it, please, on the map? I'm sure it's where it's at.
Sure.
It's right here.
Yes. Yeah, so what we have, the restaurant being proposed is in this area, which is along the right-of-way, along Nellis. This is here, your existing building, as well as Maria's Market here.
Okay, so it's that building. Right there, and then
yes, and
I think what planning is referring to, and you've taken away the spaces, is when your cars pull in, like a picture, you have a picture of your restaurant. It was up there a second ago, and it shows a lot of cars stacked up.
So,
and you're going to have those cars lined up right there, blocking those parking spaces.
And so the requirement for the entire plaza is 231 spaces, which there is currently. So by taking these seven, you'll be taking it below the required spaces for the entire plaza.
No, that's what I'm trying to clarify.
Did you want to?
I want to clarify that. Right.
Okay.
To the planner.
Okay.
Okay.
So yeah, so his number actually takes away the seven, but the issue that staff had is that there's a good chance that drive-through line could go farther back and actually block actual existing spaces. Mm-hmm. And there's also concern that you have the drive-through coming out, so that will come one way, then you have the for the drive out, then you have the drive-through people exiting, and you have an entrance right there off of Ellis.
Yeah,
we're
here.
Kind of worried about circulation.
Yeah.
That's really our issue.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, well, you know, when they didn't plan too well when they put that Chick-fil-A right there on Dallas, because you have all this traffic with the drive-thru that actually blocks Dallas across from that shopping center.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It was so that's my concern here, since there is an elementary school there. And there's
going to
be a lot of school buses as well.
Yeah, I thank you so much for coming in, ma'am. Thank you so much for coming as well, as it is always important. And it's always a joy to have people here that care about the issues that are going on and being informed. And so I appreciate you being here. I too, you know, just because of the traffic, like she mentioned, there's schools and there's also lots of apartments along Nellis.
Right.
You know, family style units. 3 2-bedroom apartments, so that is a very heavily populated area where, you know, something like that would be great. Even I would love to see a coffee shop, you know, that's kind of just a drive-through, but you know, just not in this area because of the heavy traffic that it would arise. So yeah, I, you know, love the idea. but just the area and how it is already. I was just there yesterday, and you know, I grew up in this area, so I've been going to Maria's Market for more than 10 years, and yeah, it's always a very crowded area for sure, and they got some nice stores in there that people go to, and yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and you know, to the point that was made, you know, the new developments that are coming up, I mean, it's pretty normal to see that many cars in the drive-thru all the time.
Yeah.
And we definitely have seen, especially that little area by the Canes right there, just really bad. And it's similar where it has a median where you can't, where there's like limited access,
Same on Nellis and on DI.
All right, so are there any more comments or questions?
I'll put a motion to deny.
Before doing so, if this was not a drive-through restaurant, if it was just a pickup, a walk-up pickup, similar to if it was not a drive-through and we eliminate that and just have a walk-up pickup, so customers will come into the shopping center, park, walk up, get their food, and come out. Is there a different opinion on that from staff?
You'd have to take that to planning.
Yeah, I would say it would definitely, Beatrice, do you want to, I think you would you be the person to work with on something like that?
So you would need to go back to Stephen. You work with Stephen, right?
I believe it was Stephen.
Yeah, so you'd have to go back to him and revised plan to talk about. My personal opinion would probably be more, I'm not going to guarantee anything, but it would probably be more favorable, because all our issues is really because of the drive-thru.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's blocking the parking, causing the circulation issues, and somebody just walk up there and try the on-site parking, it really should be the same. So.
Right. Very good.
That's my opinion.
That'd be interesting. I think that'd be an interesting concept.
Again, the Our client here, he operates 5 Jimmy John's in town, and so his quote is they're freaky fast, and you know, that's where he comes in and says, no, we're going to get rid of these cars pretty quickly, which I understand it could act up, but just going back to him and giving him an option, it's always good. So I appreciate that opinion. Thank you.
So you can hold the item while you talk to your client, and then if he does decide something different, you'll have time to go to your planner and then come back to board with a different plan if that's an option.
We have PC, right?
In July
6th.
So you still have some time.
I don't think I would need to hold it here. I think that he would want us to. If we hold it here, how?
You can hold it for, I think you have one more town board that you can come back to.
So 2 weeks?
We don't have one.
In July.
Yeah, July 1st.
Yeah, so
you can hold it for 2 weeks,
come back to town board, and then
the
planning commission date won't change.
Right.
Up to you.
We'll take the motion.
Do you think
we will work between today and then to go
to PC. Okay, so you would like you would like to maintain this PC date?
Yes, today.
Okay, great. So we will hold it then. Do we have to vote to hold it?
I'm saying,
okay, got you. Okay,
go. We'll just work with Stephen because
great.
I'm not too sure if this is all
if you the time. Okay, gotcha. Okay,
yes.
No problem at all. All right,
sorry.
we did have a motion on the table to deny per staff recommendation. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All right, seeing none opposed, motion to deny passes. Thank you so much, Sergio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Priscilla. All right. So for July 6th, Planning Commission application VS210236SFM2GLLC, vacate and abandon easements of interest to Clark County located between Lincoln Road and Lamb Boulevard and between Alto Avenue and Cecil Avenue alignment within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present?
I am here. And I also, 3 is a companion. I don't know if you want to hear them together or separately, but.
Oh, gotcha. we'll just do them separately.
Okay.
Go ahead.
You bet. My name is Tony Celeste, address 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant. As you can see from the overhead, the site is about 5 acres, located along Lincoln. A little bit farther to the north would be the Cheyenne Road, and this is Alto to the south. Get into it on item 3 with respect to the actual design review, but you can see on this aerial right here, there are two existing driveways right here that have been recorded. Based on our new design, we want to shift the driveways a little bit, so we technically need to vacate and abandon these driveways to relocate new driveways on the site, which I will show you when we get to the next application. But you can see right here our vacation and abandonment for the existing driveway and then locations of the new driveways. So that essentially is what this application is for and how it ties into the next one. And we appreciate staff's recommendation of approval.
Okay, thank you. All right, are there any questions or comments from the public? Right, seeing none, any questions or comments from the board? No? Yeah. All right.
Make a motion to approve for staff recommendations.
All right, we have a motion to approve with staff recommendations. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Seeing none opposed, motion passes. All right, reading into the record, July 6th, Planning Commission application WS210235SFM2G LLC. Waivers of development standards for the following: 1, cross access, and 2, allow a modified driveway design. Design reviews for the following: 1, a proposed distribution center, and 2, finished grade on 4.9 acres in an MD design manufacturing AE75 and APZ2 zone, generally located on the east side of Lincoln Roads, 970 feet north of Alto Avenue within Sunrise Manor. Name and address for the record, please.
Good evening. My name is Tony Celeste, address 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant. Again, the site is just about 5 acres, located on the east side of Lincoln, south of the Cheyenne alignment, north of the Alto alignment. We are coming in requesting a design review for basically a distribution facility. Just quick background, you can see I have my master plan. It is a planned business design research park, and with it the underlying zoning of MD. What this basically is showing you, that our proposed use, the distribution facility, is a conforming use to that zoning district. We're not requesting a zone change, just rather a design review, with a couple of waivers, which I will get into as well. With respect to the design review, you can see here our proposed site plan. We are proposing 2 access points located off of Lincoln Road, and based on the approval of the vacation, you can see now where our new proposed 2 access points are. Nice, good circulation around the site coming in and out. The total square footage of the building is about 104,000 square feet. Of that, about 94,000 will be for the distribution or storage area. And then we'll have 2 office spaces, 5,000 or so, located on the west side of the truck docking area. And then another 5,000 on the east side. We have space for about 15 trucks to load in there. We appreciate staff's recommendation of approval on this design review portion. The 2 waivers, number 1 is with respect to our entry right here. It should be 25 feet throat depth. Our throat depth is a little bit short, 17 feet in one area and a couple of feet short on the other area. But what we've done, and we appreciate staff's recommendation of approval, are 2 things to protect the visibility zone, which is what Public Works was most concerned about. Was we added landscaping through here to prevent any vehicles from parking, and you can see right here our return through here is landscaped, as well as this is just a drive aisle with no conflicting traffic coming through here. So based on those 2 reasons, staff can support that reduction in the throat depth. The second waiver is with respect to cross access. So staff is asking for cross access to other parcels around here. We actually reached out to our neighbor to the north about this issue. I put a
on here, you can see they are do not want cross access. We not only does our neighbor not want it, but we also think that this is not analogous to like a commercial shopping center where you would have the, you know, you're going to, you know, the grocery store and then you're running over your dry cleaner and maybe you're stopping at Starbucks and yeah, you don't want to get off the right of way. You want to stay within the commercial. These are very different uses for different specific clientele and customers. And so it's not very likely that you would have, you're going to go to distribution center A and then distribution center B for some reason. And it could create actually, we think, more conflict on the site. So for those two reasons, you know, we neighbors don't want it. And then just practically speaking, we think the waiver for cross access does make sense. And with that, I'm more than happy to answer any questions you may have.
Okay, so you're saying that you understand why staff's denying.
I understand staff's denying it because it's a code requirement that if you have basically two similar zonings or uses, that it's required. I think, though, that makes more sense in my take on it and my client's take on it in the commercial general C2 setting when you do have the volume of uses and similar uses where it does make sense, like I said, grocery store and your Starbucks and those things, versus an MD where these are, you know, completely different. And, you know, this right here was created as a, by way of example, a commercial subdivision where then you would have to require, we have one large building. So I think there's a little bit of difference. Right. So that's why we are asking for the waiver.
So you still want it? You don't want it now?
No, we do want to waive, we do not want to provide cross access. Okay. I am seeking the waiver. I understand staff is supporting everything but the waiver, right. So I'm asking for approval as submitted, including the waiver.
Right. I'm just, can I run through just public comment just so we can, don't we forget? Okay, are there any public questions or comments? Okay, great, thanks. Thank you.
As staff recommend, okay, because I would agree with staff and your neighbor.
Not to provide cross access.
Not to provide cross access.
Right, but I think unless I misread the staff report,
staff is not recommending approval of cross access.
Right, it's not.
Yeah.
You're approving only
everything except
number two,
the cross access.
Yeah.
Staff wants cross access.
Yes.
I'm saying I do not want it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So but I agree with all of the if approved conditions. So.
And sorry, which neighbor was it that you have the letter from?
To the north.
Okay.
Here.
What kind of business is that?
So it'll be a distribution facility. We do not have identified tenant yet, working with a lot of them, but it'll be, you know, with the maybe unfortunately or fortunately not, depending on your view, but the brick and mortar stores. Maybe going away, you're seeing a lot more distribution north Las Vegas out in these areas where it is planned for it, and I think just ramping up for the ability to store things and then distribute it. So, but no specific end user yet.
Thank you. I mean, I would be inclined to grant the waiver for cross access just given the industrial market around there. I mean, I'm sure that, I mean, especially if you have the people to the north are not wanting cross access. It looks like everyone's in different subdivisions.
They don't want their trucks going over to their property.
Correct. So
right.
Grant the waiver for cross access.
So approve everything,
which is what they want.
So then you'd have the right to drive your trucks on this line?
No.
No, we do not want that.
Okay.
And that's what my waiver request is, to not have to provide cross access. So I'm asking to approve that as submitted, as opposed to all per staff.
So the application is to waive cross access?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Approve as submitted, yeah.
Can I make a motion? Oh, that's also a little liquor. That's what I was explaining for everyone else. All right. So I'll make a motion to approve all items with staff recommendations. With the staff recommendations, if request is approved, et cetera, et cetera. Right.
I understand. Yeah, with the if approved.
Yeah.
Approved conditions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
I got it. I understand. Yep. I'm on the same page as Greg. I understand.
Great.
Because it's a little confusing.
Yeah. It is.
All right.
It is. That would be great feedback for the Title 30 rewrite.
No, we didn't vote yet. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Seeing none opposed, motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you. You guys have a great night.
Right. Moving on to general business. Any general business? All right. Comments by the general public. Yes? If we could have your name and address for the record, please, ma'am.
My name is Rochelle Richardson.
Rochelle.
And I live 6109 Apple Orchard Drive. And I had a couple of questions. First of all, I was wondering if North Las Vegas is still maintaining the channel, because, you know, we have a lot of flies.
I know. It's terrible. An algae, too.
Yeah, there's a lot of flies, so I was just wondering. I've seen homeless people sleeping in here. So I have, occasionally I've seen trucks clean, you know, the homeless people. But right now the flies are outrageous. And the second thing I had was, I've been on that street for 15 years and I don't even know if the fire hydrants work, because the fire department, well, because of the pandemic, but even before this, aren't they supposed to check those and make sure that they operate?
Yep.
Because the one just across from my house, there's weeds taller than the hydrant. I guess the people that live there, maybe they're renters and they don't take care of it, but it's blocked most of the time. People park in front of it. There's a guy with a large, he has two boats on the street, parked on the street now. So that's all I have.
Okay. Both items. So I'll start with the last one. I can get your address and we can call the fire department to see when the last time they checked it. For overgrown weeds, that's code enforcement, and I'll also get with you to make sure that those neighbors are taking care of the yards. And I'll provide you the phone number just for them to check up routinely. For the Sloan Channel, it is the wastewater management treatment from North Las Vegas. I know that they are going to repair it. The project is under design. It is a separate entity, so we don't, unfortunately, don't have control over that. But what we do have control is Sloan Channel is very long, so we do have folks cleaning it up and down, but it's just a lot. So I can get your address and make sure that they do clean behind your home, because during the summer, that's every year, like it gets hot and the algae builds up more, so then there's more gnats. We'll clean it up, but it is under our understanding that last year, a year and a half ago, they did go in, they did check it out, they know where the leaks are, and they're going to address it, and it's under design. They just need to bid it, send it out to bid and construct it. So.
I thought they were supposed to send something down the channel to, you know, for bugs and mosquitoes.
No, we can't put any chemicals because that is our drinking water. So everything, sorry.
No, that's wastewater.
They treat it. So they do treat it when it goes into the wash, and then it goes into Lake Mead. So it does come out. That is the way we treat our water, because we don't have a natural source of water here. It is the Colorado River.
Yeah, we have the water waste plant.
They do the same. Yeah. So when you release it out to Lake Mead, you we shouldn't drink necessarily. It's safe enough to drink, but when we bring it back up, we do treat it more to be able to be in the tap water, but that is unfortunately, because we're a desert, the way we manage our water.
You're making me itch.
I'm so sorry.
The last thing I have is the on tree line between Sahara and Vegas or Valley View. There's a rock quarry there. Mm-hmm. And the rock quarry, and they built all those new apartments there. But the rock quarry, when they're digging, they're supposed to wet that that dust down.
I can provide you also, when you see a dust hotline number that you can call, and they're really good, they'll send someone out right away.
I didn't see all that on the website. I looked at it. That's it. My quality. The neighborhood, actually.
And share it with whoever you need to.
Yeah.
The more, the better that people know.
I could add this to you, too. I've had some of my constituents complain to me about the very same thing. Bugs, the water leaking, the attractive nuisance. And by coincidence, the last time they went to county or North Las Vegas cleaned it out, every year they seem to scrape it. Scrape all the algae, load it up in the dump trucks and haul it away. I was out there and I had my camera. I took pictures of the light happening. And I can tell you exactly where the leaks are. The leaks are on every joint.
Yeah.
And the pipe that they put there. Every single joint there's a leak, and you can see it squirting out like a water hose, like a fire hose. Not like a water hose, but a fire hose in many cases.
Yeah.
And that's where the leaks are in that pipe. And North Las Vegas has a lot of money now. They were broke before they put that in, they were rich, and they decided to leak that way.
Well, Clark County sued them and won. And it's their responsibility to keep that damn clean. And I'm like this close to. I can walk and look down in it, and you can actually see the bugs and stuff. It's just irritating. But I can't sit in my backyard.
That's the same thing that other people told me, too. They're right there on the channel, and they can't leave over the backyard.
During the heat, it gets, and I know when it's starting to get hot, because we start getting those home calls, but we do trust them, put pressure on, I know the gentleman who does, over the project, and I know that North Las Vegas does also have a hotline that you can call for the Sloan Channel, specifically.
One lonely voice. I don't know if anybody
else. No, you're not. Trust me, you are not. So we do, when we get calls, we send Public Works, we'll send it to Public Works and they will go. But like I said, the wash is very long and there's about 375 miles of flood control facilities.
And we're all downhill.
Yeah, it goes right down, right?
We're on the downhill side.
No, I mean, we do try to clean it all, but it's constant flow. That's the issue. It never stops. But I know it is under design right now, the project to fix it.
That's great to hear.
Yeah.
And whoever suggested the signal light on Winterwood,
right? Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for that signal. That intersection right there, and there's also a school in there by the park.
Mm-hmm.
And people just fly through there. All the accidents they've had on the bridge, and that signal light has been a blessing. I love it.
All right, thank you so much, Rochelle.
Thank you, and hopefully we can get some of this stuff. I put my email address and my address and phone number on there. Okay. I'm retired, so I got nothing else to do.
Oh, okay, nice.
If you could stop the people from trying to buy my house, I'd love that too.
All right, so our next meeting date is July 1st, 2021, and with that, we are adjourned. Thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks, Greg.